Wait, sorry. Slow my wise boat.
Stuck with today. So yesterday we spoke about the crock pots. Putting stuff in the crock pots. Let's get my notes out here. Shrub pots like a crock pot. Yeah, it could be a shrub pot. It's not only a crock pot, it could be anything. It could be a normal pot. And you want to, first of all, we spoke about two things. First of all, we spoke about a lot of people don't like dirt in their shrub pot. So they put inside it a plastic insert. Yeah, a plastic insert, which they do for the shrub into here. Now, what a lot of people do is they close it out like this, and then they put a lid on top, yeah? The thing is, this we said yesterday could be a problem. Because since it's blown up, there's so much cholent there, the cholent rises, fills up the whole area. So you've got a plastic bag around the cholent. Okay, so that's not harmonic, that's for separation, but then you've got a pot around it. So that is lechera problematic, actually, we said yesterday, yeah? That lechera is a problem. So the answer to get around this problem, we said yesterday, is to put it around the sides. You put this around the sides, so you made it like 1 kg, it's really 1 kg. What? Yeah, the thing is, don't fill it up, it's really also an answer, but the thing is, it's very risky this, because not a lot of people don't have much mechal like this. So to give a ruling that if you don't fill it up fully, you're often someone's trouble is full. And it cooks and it rises and a lot of things, you know, people add water to it, it's very hard. You're right, make out din, if it's not full to the top, there's an airspace between the cholent and the lid. Yeah? I mean, so your cholent only goes halfway, but there's no problem, because it's not completely covered. The thing is, very often it's full, it's quite full, especially when you're showing a family, and very often the cholent's quite a lot inside it. So to give a thing like that, it's only half full, it's not like, yeah, make up in your eyes, it'll be alright. This will be an eight, so simple, yeah? No problem. We put a thing like this, we put a lid on top here, it's very nice at all. It's much good, no shadow whatsoever. No hatamala whatsoever, that's definitely water. And then Shabbos morning, you take the lid off, and you just scoop it out, whatever you want to do, scoop out, and you've got no problem whatsoever. Yeah, that's number one. Then we spoke about, we also arranged to Shaila about, people putting things straight into the cholent. I was learning with someone actually today, he's in a catering business, but he said something that's interesting, in the big caterers, what they do is they've got a massive, massive cholent pot, apparently over Shabbos. And what they do is, for some people, they put in bags of rice, another bag they might put in beans, another bag they might put something else in. They've got all different bags inside the cholent, because a lot of people don't want things mixed. They're very fussy. So how do you make everyone happy? You keep these things separate. Now this is, let's talk about, first, go back to our case over here, let's talk about a piece of kegel that a person wraps up in foil and then puts it into his cholent. Let's take this out, we don't need this anymore, because that's done. Got a piece of kegel wrapped up in a foil, and he drops it into his cholent. Right? So we spoke about this yesterday, yeah, and we said that the Orchas Shabbos brings a machlokes about this actually. He brings two shittas. Let's just find it over here. I want to recap on this about it actually. Mutzas, he brings, first of all, he brings one shitta from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is a very big Kiddush. Shlomo Zalman holds that it's mutter to put a food wrapped up inside a keli. Now, I said to you earlier yesterday, what's the problem over here? You've got the food wrapped up. Let's say. This is your food inside here, wrapped up, and you put it inside a cholent. Where's the hatmona? The hatmona is the liquid that covers over the wrapped up food. That liquid is the hatmona. That is lechera problematic. So lechera is a problem. Shlomo Zalman says a chiddush though. Shlomo Zalman says that about you're doing it for cooking purposes, you want to cook the food. So Shlomo Zalman's got a big stuff to say that that's not called hatmona. You look at it as a one cooking. I mean, that's posher. If it wouldn't be in the wrapping, it means you put a piece of kegel inside your cholent, or you put potatoes inside your cholent. There's no problem hatmona there. There's no shayla. That's all one big tassel. So Shlomo Zalman is machadish that even if it's wrapped up, that's also called Derech Bishul. Very big chiddush actually, yeah? And that's also called Derech Bishul. We got his Loshen. The Ein Adam Shumini Mazer Shamachin and Mutman. He's not doing it to wrap it up. Kol Kavonoso Shamachin Yagamal Gabi Ha'esh. He wants to put the food on the fire. Big chiddush is. Very Kabo Menu Esachoyim to receive the heat. Because the food's really cooked, yeah, you can put it on top as well. You want it wrapped up. The mice, that is hatmona. It's a sick ratio of hatmona what you've done here. It's the mice, the food is wrapped up. What?
It's in your cooking pot.
But it's wrapped up, yeah? That's what Chazal's in the now. It's mamish wrapped up. Find it, really, because what?
I'm happy with it. That's not tomorrow. That's meat.
Yeah, but that's another straw. But that straw doesn't help you. I'm going to come to that in a minute. That straw, it doesn't want it mixed. That's a straw why the first wrapping is okay. But the fact is you've got now a liquid that surrounds it. That is hatmona. So the first wrapping you got around it is right. The foil that you got around it is not hatmona, because we all say you don't want to disperse, you want to mix everything else. That's all right. That's mutter. And that's why to put it on top of the pot, let's say, for example, you've got a piece of schnitzel, and you wrap it up in one piece of foil, you put it on top of your urn, that's mutter. Because that wrapping is not called a wrapping. But here, you've got two wrappings. You've got the foil wrapping, plus the liquid which surrounds it. That's a massive chiddush. Rav Moshe, many other poskim holders, no heter whatsoever in this case. This heter does not apply. If you wrap up the food inside a pot, there's no heter, because that is hatmona. I'm saying Rosh Hashanah is matter. I can't get away from it. I'll say one Rosh Hashanah, he thinks Rosh Hashanah is talking about when the food sinks to the bottom. So it's mamish on the fire. It's mamish, the food is sinking to the bottom, and therefore the fire is heating up the food, the liquid, plus the kishka or the kiel or whatever it is. But if it's floating on top, means it's not sunk to the bottom, then he said, Rosh Hashanah is a very big history, that's not called hatmona.
He could be talking about just on top of everything as well.
On top is no shy there. Now that's another thing, yeah. That means if the kishka has not sunk in, it's sticking out. That's another idea, yeah. If the kishka is not sunk to the bottom of the shalot, it's sticking out. Part of it's not covered by the shalot. There's no problem in hatmona, which is not completely submerged. That's the kudam, there's no shy there, yeah. There's no shy there. We're talking about over here, it's completely submerged. Where it's completely submerged, your kishka or your kegel, whatever it is, that could be problematic.
According to the other man, the fact is that you leave it on top. You never know, really in the middle of the night, you just get heavy and sink in.
That's the proper problem.
You have to put it on top. And then what happens, the morning I come down, it's...
Maybe that's better. If you don't expect to go to the bottom, maybe. But I'm saying, very often, I don't know how it works normally, whether it sinks to the bottom normally. I'm not sure what happens. What? Yeah, maybe. And he said, that's right. He said, if you put potatoes underneath it, it'll stop it sinking to the bottom then, yeah? You put the kishka to the bottom. If it's in a whole lot of juice... I'm sure there's no one coming in the middle of the night to take potatoes now. I mean, hopefully they're not going to move, otherwise you've got other problems. If someone's moved your potatoes, you've got to be close, someone's taking the shalot. I mean, there's no reason why it should move. So, lechera, if it's on there, it should be okay. The eighth, and another small observation, that the apostles do mention, and a lot of apostles say this. So, lechera, we're coming out now with a kishka, let's talk about kishka wrapped in foil, to put it in here. It's not so posh. I'm saying, Rosh Hashanah says mutter. That's lechera, he says mutter. Whether Rosh Hashanah is talking about all cases, I don't know. From the Orech HaShabbos, it looks like Rosh Hashanah is mutter all cases. I looked at the Shmuel Shabbos, and I said, it's hard to know, really. I must say, I'm not clear myself what Rav Shlomo Zalman's case is exactly what he's talking about. But the other poskim seem to be machmes. Rav Eliashiv, Rav Moshe, I think, Rav Vosna, many poskim hold, it's a problem. What they do say, though, is many people justify the minhag, is if there's a tam that goes into the food, then you can look at it as one tashrim, you can look at it as one food. That means, for example, your kishka, I don't know what the apparently they tell me, that the casing around the kishka is lets the liquid go through. It's not waterproof like. Yeah? So the liquid penetrates into the kishka. So now that can be called a cooking process. You're doing a cooking. You want to give the tam of the cholent into the kishka as well. So mali, whether you've got a wrapping around it, but it lets things go in, or it's just empty. That's already much better.
You don't want to get spoiled. What's the answer to that one?
Doesn't help getting spoiled. Getting spoiled, that's what I'm going to tell you. Getting spoiled is a heter for the first wrapping. But I ask you, the you've got your schnitzel on top of your urn. You've got to wrap it once around, because there's no problem. You're doing it to become dirty. Can you put another wrapping around it?
Yeah.
No. In your chalent, you've got the same thing. The first wrapping around the kishka is right, because you need to not stop it disintegrating. But now you've got the liquid surrounding again, that's another wrapping that won't help you at all. It's a very interesting spoil. It doesn't help. So that is only, many poskim say that if it's giving a tam into the food, it's beneficial for the food itself. That means the cholent is going into the food. Once you've got eggs, people put eggs in the cholent. So the tam of the cholent goes through the eggs into the egg itself. So you can say that's called a tam, that's mutter to do. So they can call that one hashir. You can call that all one hashir. The chayre, to take a piece of foil and wrap a kegel up, mummies, it's airtight, the liquid doesn't go through, that's the chayre is more problematic.
Yeah.
Make holes in, that's also they said. Once you've got holes, that's what a lot of possibly write. Once you've got holes in, they say apparently he brings up his children, the many English land was to do this, they wrapped up things with foil and they made holes in the foil in order that the liquid, because wherever it is, can penetrate through, and you've got no problem. The other eater is, like you say, if you stick the fish up wherever it is, that's not completely submerged, that would also be an eater. So what you can do is you can take a piece of string, for example, tie the bag over here on the string, and then bring it out, tie it to the lid over here, that's got it sinking. Sounds a bit comedy. If someone comes to your house and shows it's a bit funny. But
Sylvia, put little pricks, two or three pricks, is that enough? Because that's one though, you say that's one, you've got to be a quite a bit.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah.
Is that enough then?
No, that's, I don't know, that has to be, the taste goes in. It means the taste has to go in, it has to affect the food item. Those little holes, I'm not sure it'll do it. Could be, I don't know, Matthias. If it does, I'd be surprised. Try out, not on Shabbos, don't try it on Shabbos, try it another week, on a weekday. And see what? Make it turn to the week, see what happens. You put the kiskali, make a few holes, I'd be surprised if it goes right through. Maybe, possible, I don't know. It's a hit.
Overnight.
Yeah, but it's very small holes. You need to go right through the whole thing. I can't tell you the answer. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, I mean, that's what comes out with these crock pots. One other thing I mentioned yesterday, if we've got time for all this, but... What?
It's not just crock pots.
Yeah, you're quite right. Don't do a crock pot, actually. The shy with putting something into food, it could be any pot. Don't do a crock pot. Yeah, you can do it in a normal pot as well. A normal chollop pot you've got, you want to put some keegan inside. You want to put roast, keep some potatoes nice and hot. Right, I'll tell you, I've got someone comes to me in the morning. It's interesting. They don't want barley in their chollops. Very interesting. So the rice you put, so people, what they would do is they put a separate bag of barley in the chollops and let it cook like that. And then when you serve it on Shabbos, so that person doesn't want a barley in the chollops and gets normal chollops. Everyone else, you dish out from that bag, you give them barley.
This caterer did it for you. He's on top. That's why it's okay.
He doesn't actually want top. He's right inside. He's right inside.
So it's not right.
Well, it could have shown his arm. Maybe it's okay. I'm not even sure. I'm not convinced. But the rice, that's what he does, yeah. Not so sure. Sorry? No, but he wants to. He's talking to the people that don't want to without that taste. They don't want the bar to have a taste of chocolate. Yeah, if you're catering, I understand, it's very difficult. You've got to cater for everyone. But some people don't want to taste something. You do want to taste it. It's very, very difficult. You have to accommodate everyone. I think he talked about 6 or 7 bags inside the chocolate. With different things inside. I'm not sure. So it's quite... I never go to these hotels, I'm not saying. But one day maybe. All right. What? Right. Okay, Robert. So that was that. There's another thing I don't want to have to be up another time. That is really submerging in a baby's bottle, for example, and in hot water off the fire. But I want to leave that because we're going to discuss tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is a very interesting topic. If someone was over and he did have tomorrow, someone made a mistake. He put the schnitzel wrapped up and on top of the urn, submerged into his chollet. Shabbos, can he eat on Shabbos? So let's do a big Hakdama. Hakdama number one is that normally the halacha is, let me just find it over here, if someone does an aveira on Shabbos b'shogeg, someone cooked by mistake on Shabbos b'shogeg, so the ma'aseh, the mechaber holds that it's also for him and for everyone else, the Motzei Shabbos. It's also at Motzei Shabbos. So for example, someone turned a light on by mistake on Shabbos. He forgot the Shabbos, he turned the light, he did a malacha on Shabbos by mistake. The halacha is, that it's also the shogeg until Motzei Shabbos for everyone. The Gra actually disagrees. The Gra holds that the shogeg is mutter for everyone straight away. What?
Including him,
everyone. The shogeg is mutter for everyone straight away. So again, you've got machlokes, someone did an aveira b'shogeg on Shabbos, minatora, he put a light on, for example, he didn't realize what Shabbos forgot. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that b'shogeg, there's no doing him and the other people, you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. The Gaon paskens, that on its mutter straight away on Shabbos for him or for everyone else. The halacha really, the Mishnah says, is like the Shulchan Aruch. If there's an eis hatzorach, a big need, one can be made for that, the Gaon, and one can have an aruch from it straight away. If it's done but mazed, that's much worse obviously, it's also la'olam for the person himself and for everyone else, mutar Motzei Shabbos. When it comes to Shehiyah, Chazor and Hatmona, which all this story is Rabbanon, Chazal were very, very machme actually. Not into all the protim, but Chazal felt there was a need to be machme. And by Hatmona, they were machme in certain cases, and in Chazorah, they also were machme in certain cases. So he says over here, in Sivkot and Kuvov,
I thought he
could get out. How can
he get out of it? All the cases I've had before.
Yeah, but let's say someone put it back without a blech. Someone, let's say, for example, took something out of the fridge. He didn't realise he put his kegel in the oven on Shabbos. He's got a nice hot kegel on Shabbos afternoon. Can he eat it? Could be well be he can't eat it. Yeah, because he's done an aveir. No, you're right. Shehiya, dadlag, zira, and oida biyod, like you make it. Without a blech, it's much more complicated, yeah? Now, here we're talking about over here, someone did hatmona be'issa. So, the Shulchan Aruch passage is like this. Yeah, let me show you. He didn't realize what he was doing. So, there's a few interesting cases over here, yeah? First of all, there's a big machlokes in Rishonim. We've always taken on that hatmona and shehiya are two different asurim. I mean, shehiya is mutter, according to many Rishonim, once it gets to Malkum and Soy. If you hold like Hananiah. Yeah, there's no gezeira shemir chata. By hatmona, we are machmir. And we hold, by hatmona, that even if it's fully cooked, you may not put it in sandwiches dob our moist of hell. We explain the reason is, because many Rishonim hold, that before you heat it, before you wrap it up, you want to stoke it up again, give it an extra boost. So you stoke it up, give it an extra boost, and therefore you do it. However, some Rishonim hold that Hatzmona and Shehiya go hand in hand. Based on those Rishonim, if a food is Machu Ben Drusoy already, and you wrapped it up, many Shittas hold that in that case one can be Mekel. Because since some Rishonim hold that there's no Hatzmona once the food's got to Machu Ben Drusoy, and this is a shayla of a kanas, who make a fine on a person. So since there's one shitta which holds that's okay, so in such a case, there are shittas which hold that if it's already got to pass Machu Ben Drusoy already, then there is no issa of Shemir Chater, and we allow you to have that, we don't ask for that food. Yeah, that's what he brings over here. Someone on Erev Shabbos, yeah, he was matmin on Erev Shabbos, which was Dovah HaMois of Hevel. In Hatach Lohayim Mavusha called Sorkai, in Erev Shabbos, Mutter Lohachim of Shabbos, Avon Hoyim Begerim Istam Yavloi, in Bishasat Soirech, Efshi Yesh Lohachim, in Lohi Dishmach Mavim, in Lekashir Machu Ben Yosoi. Even if it's only Machu Ben Yosoi, one can also be lenient, because there is a shitter which holds, that's the same thing as a shehir, and once you've got Machu Ben Yosoi, it won't go, he's on that one. Big Kiddush, so someone put on the Moshe, I don't know what, food that was raw, he wrapped it up on air of Shabbos, put it into his food, into his, he wrapped it up, and he cooked it on Shabbos, whatever, on Shabbos. There's no issa, well, but the Eved, we don't ask for that food. He shouldn't do it, but we don't ask for it. Yeah? Then another halacha is, what happens if someone took out of the fridge, for example, a schnitzel, Mr. Schnitzel, and he wrapped that with a few wrappers. He put a few layers of foil over the schnitzel. And he wrapped it up, and he did it on Shabbos. Now, here's much worse, yeah? This is now problematic. What? He's put it on top of the air. He's put it on top of the air. He's put it on top of the air. What? Really, yeah. But now he's going to put that now on earth. So he's doing Hatzman. At the end of the day, this piece is being Mutzman on a Dovah Moshe Hevel. So he says over here, the Rosh Shabbos, if Shogav it's Mina Oysa be Issa, Ein Lahati Lechas Atashi, you can't eat this food. Until it cools down again. Unless it cools down, you mustn't have any hanor from that Hatzmona which you did today. This Hatzmona is also to have benefit from. You've done it on Shabbos. So therefore, it's not But you have to wait now till the food cools down to the right temperature it was before. And maybe you have to put it back in the fridge, I don't know. And then you can eat that schnitzel. But otherwise, you have to wait. You can't have the schnitzel while it's hot.
Why is it worse
called the Shabbos?
Why is it
called
the Shabbos? It's still not
enough. Yeah, she is only a Shabbos. You're doing this on Shabbos night itself. It's not a Shabbos Shia anymore.
Now
you can't rely on that. There's a different shayla now, yeah? Now it's a shayla mamish of Hatmona by itself. You don't have Hatmona on Shabbos. This is much worse. This case over here is much worse. Someone wrapped up a schnitzel, said, if you only put one layer on, then there's no problem. There's no problem. If he left it uncovered, part of it, it's not Hatmona, it's also right. If he wrapped it up a few times, he did a shayla of Hatmona, he put it on top of the urn, so he says over here, he should wait till, what do you call it, till it cools down before you eat that food.
And you know, he has to live, but it's not enough.
It looks like he must have. He actually says over here, I read it, he says, you're going to take it back in the fridge. He says, you're going to put it back in the fridge. You've got to undo the whole heat. There you go, he says. Completely undo that any benefit that that heat you got. Yeah, it's going to completely undo it. Yeah? Completely undo it.
Why is it worse?
Because
it's not enough.
and make sure you've got no hanor whatsoever from that food that you left.
If you're coming in for a simcha,
not that I know of, you need a good rabbi for that. There's a reform rabbi in town, I think you might help you out, but I don't know. Even though it's not called such a hanor, really, because it's, you know, the food could be eaten anyway. It looks like they were very machin. They were probably the word machin by my hatmona. Sorry?
How much hot is it becoming because of the scrapping? You're putting on the
urn
direct without any wrapping.
It's true, you're 100% right, but the mice, you've done an ishatmona on that shot, because I'll make a kanasu. So quite right. He says, let's go back to the fridge, he says.
Why can't I just go down that amount of extra heat that you got from the...
Because we look at it as one mice, we don't start in Mechala like that. I hear what you're saying, but we look at it as one mice. You gained, at the end of the day, this piece of meat is hot from what you did. You've got to put it ramish back to what it was. Okay, no, so let's stop there. That's it, I don't know what to do. Let's finish this. Yeah. It's a few bits of the form.